We're speaking now with Cynthia Weiss. She is a candidate for Idaho Legislative District 1 State Representative, Seat A. That's a long title. Cynthia, thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you, Chris. I really appreciate it.
Well, let's start out with an introduction. Tell us a bit about your background, how long you've been in Bonner County, how you wound up here, your family, experience and qualifications. It's an open mic there for you.
Okay, thank you. My family came here originally in the 1800s on my mother's side, and my father's side was from Ohio. I have been here living in the northern part of Idaho for the last 5 years after escaping from the Boise area, where we lived for 5-6 years. And it was at that time that I realized that I couldn't sit back and just do nothing when we, the people, are very dissatisfied with government, not just local and not just state and not just federal, but we are having a serious problem where we must get involved. We, the people, that's all of us, not the politicians, and I'm certainly not a politician. This is my first, last, and only rodeo. I am not ever going to do it again. I am doing it because I feel called to, because the person who wrote We the People in the preamble to the Constitution, I'm a direct descendant from him. His name is Gouverneur Morris, and most people have never heard of him, even professors who teach at the college level about the Constitution. So in my family, when we were 8 years old, everyone in my family took an oath to defend the Constitution till our last dying breath. So that's why I'm here. That's why I'm running. My educational background is I got my undergraduate degree at University of Michigan, and it was very radical at the time, and I graduated from there in 1975 after taking a little hiatus and went to Hillsdale College because I wanted to take some more advanced biology classes because I'm a neurobiologist. I was in pre-med. I have an advanced degree from National Lewis University, which is a school for teachers, and there was a school for gifted and talented, which includes the whole range from people who have, nowadays we would say are exceptional, and all the way to people who are very talented in terms of academics, sometimes arts. I mean, it's a full spectrum of people. My entire life has been to serve those who need to be helped, and it doesn't matter where I've lived or what I'm doing. I have been an entrepreneur. I have been in business for myself since I was 20 years old, and I am now 70. And don't think that when you're 70, you're too old to think, because that's only in how we lead our lives.
What was your business? I'm curious.
Okay, well, I've had different...
We don't want to spend too much time on
right.
this, but yeah.
Businesses, I have had Brock Tool of Detroit, where I supplied machines to contractors and builders. And I had Brock Travel, because I also did travel internationally and domestically, both in the wholesale side. I also did international travel from the United States and Canada all over the world. These are businesses that I did. And my favorite business was my school in Kauai. When I lived in Kauai, my husband and I realized, well, I should tell you, I'm married to William Weiss. He is not my first husband. And we did not have any children together because we were going to never fall in love again, never date, mm-hmm. never fall in love, and certainly never get married. I met him when he enrolled his son at a gifted academy in Illinois where I was teaching at the time. And
do you have kids yourself?
Yes, yeah. I have two children, William, that's the only name we know in my family, William and David. My son William is in finance, and my daughter is a social worker, and she's also an opera singer. And I adore them, but they're in different states, so looking forward to seeing my son on May 12th. He's okay. bringing his family and two new grandchildren I don't know.
Oh, wow. That's going to be great.
So what I'm really concerned about here, living in rural northern Idaho and in our district, is that our way of life is threatened. And it's not just threatened by people outside of our community. It's threatened by people who are misinformed and have been misled. And I'd like to talk about the 6 points that I'm working on in terms of as your state representative. I would be most concerned with protecting Idaho land and resources, including our children, which is the most precious resource we have, creating economic opportunity for all Bonner and Boundary County citizens. I'd institute a consumption tax to replace all state taxes. And it can be done. When I say consumption tax, that is a sales tax. But there are certain things that would be kept out of that so that we who have to buy food, there would be no tax on groceries, food of any sort. There would be no tax on gasoline. And I'm a mathematical person in science, and I can tell you that I've done all the math, and we can actually do this and be fiscally responsible and also increase the salaries of people that need them, such as teachers, while we get rid of agencies and other groups which are just overexpanding government. So I'm for limited government.
Can I ask a little follow-up question
sure.
on that one? So you would eliminate the income tax and the property tax, is that correct? In favor of a consumption tax?
Absolutely.
So what would our sales tax is currently 6%. What would the sales tax need to go to?
We only need to have, for a consumption tax, 1.1% would cover all of our needs, believe it or not. At 2%, it would give us a surplus for the emergencies which we must plan for. They are coming. My life has been spent being a watchful eagle over our country and whatever state and whatever local area I'm in. And it's a 20 to 22 hour job per day. And I've been doing this my entire life. And during this election cycle, because I wasn't planning on running, I've been getting sometimes 1 hour of sleep a night, and sometimes I've gone for 4 days without sleep. So please forgive me if I sound like I'm tired.
You sound pretty good at the moment. Okay, you've mentioned the first of your three of your points. What would you like to continue on with those?
Yes, I'd like to bring Idaho education to the 21st century. And I did that in Hawaii, and I also have a plan ready to go as soon as I get to the state legislature. So if I am elected, and I pray that you will go to my website at vote and the number 4cynthia.us, vote4cynthia.us. I just got it up. That's how late I am in the game of this political struggle in which I find myself. Unfortunately, most people, and I include myself, am totally disillusioned by what our elected officials, not just Republicans, but Democrats, Republicans, and everyone in between, because we seem to be dividing ourselves rather than uniting ourselves. In the 4 Democrat states in which I lived before I finally got back to my roots, at conservative place, I was known as the uniter. I was able to get the first and only Republican governor elected in Hawaii. And the reason I did that was not because I wanted to get into politics, but I wanted to protect the children. And in Hawaii at the time when I moved there, it was allowed to, you could get married at 14. And there was a lot of child abuse of 14-year-old girls and younger who were being forced into marriage. I know it sounds crazy, but that's what it was. That's why I got involved in politics in Hawaii. Every place I've lived, my eagle eye is looking for what needs to be done, who needs to be protected, what natural resources we need to protect. And there's so many ways in which I can help our state and our district. But this, the reason I chose a state office rather than a local office is my experience with the federal government, fighting with the federal government and winning. And also I know almost all of the United States senators who are very conservative, and I know some of the absolute most liberal and radical senators also, because I grew up in the states where they were just coming up through the ranks, and I've known them since they were just beginning in politics. I believe that our country, our state, and this beautiful North Idaho can only be saved if we, the people, you and I, in a grassroots effort, come together, not be divided and say, I don't believe in that issue. I don't believe in that issue. Oh, I like everyone until they say a trigger word. Like, there are people that if they hear the word Trump, it either makes them really excited and they go, yeah, I'm for Trump, or they go, ugh, I hate Trump. And it divides people. And I don't want that to happen, because we're all Americans. And that brings us to saving the Constitution of the United States.
It's the fifth point that you have on your website, yes.
Right, is saving the Constitution. And this is one of the things which is most misunderstood in our state, especially. There are a lot of people who think the Convention of States, which is part of Article 5, is going to lead to three horrible things. One, that it's going to change our Constitution and the Bill of Rights. That could never happen. I do not believe that the Constitution is a living document. It is not. It is changed in two ways. One is by the legislators in Washington. That's the first part of Article 5. The second part of Article 5 is the founders realized that at some point in the future, and here we are in the future, 14 or 15 generations later, that our federal government would get out of control. And it's not just our federal government, it's our state government too. That's why I want to be there to try and correct this. Mm-hmm. So Article 5, the second clause, is for we the people, grassroots, to say, we've had enough and we want our rights back. And that's the only way we can do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you have a sixth point on your website.
Right, we have to close the southern border. Without our southern border closed, we do not have a sovereign state. People might think that, you know, people who want to close the southern border don't want to help immigrants. Nothing could be further than the truth. Unfortunately, there are 195 countries in the world, and more. It isn't just people coming up from Mexico and coming up from Central America and South America. We have had, and this is, just so you know, I don't take anything for opinion. I never listen to the people I agree with, nor the people I disagree with at face value. I do the deep dive on everything. I read every single bill that comes out, even if it's 2,000 pages long. I don't know many people who have done that, and I've been doing this since I was 8 years old. Mm. Unfortunately, they just get longer and more complicated and do more to ruin everything that we value in life. I think we all want the same things. We want to be free. We want to our families to be healthy and safe. We want our children to be educated. We don't want them to have to leave Northern Idaho. And I have a plan for that. And I presented it to the people when I was in Boise in 2017. But we need one more piece to get it passed. And that has happened in 2020 in the Supreme Court, the Espinoza versus Montana. And I can tell you that you can find more information about all of this on my website. Mm-hmm. And I beg you, I'm actually begging you to go look at it and listen to it and find out the truth about the Constitution and a constitutional convention. It's not a constitutional convention. There is only one, and there can only be one for the U.S. Constitution. the Article 5 clause. People are worried, and we've all been lied to about it. I just joined this fight for the Article 5 in February, the same time that I decided to run for office. And I can tell you we've been lied to because they're trying to scare us. And George Soros has put in more than $200 million into this fight to make people believe that it's going to be a runaway convention and that there's going to be violence attached if we do that. Well, unfortunately, violence is part of what happens in our country right now. Because when someone disagrees, the people who have Marxist tendencies want us to believe that everything is going to fall apart, and they want us to be in fear and to not do anything. I beg you to please stand up, we the people, and help us save our country.
Okay, and Cynthia Weiss, your website again is vote, V-O-T-E, numeral 4, cynthia.us. And folks can find out more about all your positions there. It looks like it's pretty well spelled out.
Thank you, Chris.
Cynthia Weiss, thank you for taking time to speak with us. And again, candidate for Idaho Legislative District 1, State Representative CA.
Thank you, Chris.